Well, hello everyone. My name is Gray. This is Movie News with Gray. And on today's show, we've got some superhero news, we've got some Star Wars news, and a bunch of other stuff. So stay tuned. All right. So first up, we're going to be going through the last couple of weeks. A lot of bits of interesting news pieces floating around. The first thing I want to talk about is Charlie Cox's comments about Spider-Man 3, or as in the MCU Spider-Man 3. So of course, I'm gonna spoil Far From Home. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have, but if you haven't seen it, here's the warning. So, of course, we know at the end of that Mysterio is able to frame Spider-Man for the attack on London, and he exposes his identity. So we're in this crisis mode now. Peter Parker should be in this crisis mode, of course, going into the next Spider-Man movie, we would assume. And there were the rumors going around, I believe initiated by Kevin Smith, that Charlie Cox would show up in whatever the third Spider-Man, we don't have the title for that yet, but he would show up in that as Daredevil, as Peter Parker's lawyer. So anyway, that was floating around for a little bit, and then Charlie Cox came out and said, as far as he was concerned, paraphrasing obviously, as far as he was concerned, he hadn't heard anything. If there was going to be a Daredevil in this next Spider-Man movie, it wasn't going to be his Daredevil. Now, I know that so many people were disappointed about this, so many people hated this news because, you know, for the most part, everyone loves Charlie Cox as Daredevil in that and that Netflix series. You know, I'm pretty sure every season was quite well regarded. And look, I agree. I really like the Daredevil series. I thought Charlie Cox was great. But I could not be more relieved that he is not going to be in Spider-Man 3. I never thought he would be. I always thought that was absolute BS. There was no way he was going to be in it. Because the Netflix shows, they've never had any indication, like, Kevin Feige has never shown any indication that he wants to cross over his MCU with the Netflix shows. And there were, like, especially in the beginning, there were, like, maybe one or two little hints. I'm talking about the Netflix universe, that these shows were taking place in the rest of the world. You know, I think it was Jessica Jones, and she would refer to, like, the big green monster, obviously talking about the Hulk. You know, things like that. But nothing really overly specific. As far as I'm concerned, those universes are not the same. Plus, the fact that they've said Mahershala Ali is going to be Blade, and he was had a reasonably sized role in the first season of Luke Cage. So, yeah, never thought this was going to happen, but I didn't want this to happen. I think Charlie Cox is great, but his Daredevil could not stand for 1 second against or with any, I think, of the Avengers characters, any of those heroes. He's a street brawler, and in that show, he's great. And yeah, he's probably the toughest guy you're going to find. But in terms of the MCU, he would suck. It wouldn't fit. One, I think his character could just not keep up. But two, the show, it would be such a tonally different Daredevil. I feel like that is something people are forgetting. Is that they were thinking, well, we're going to see Charlie Cox again, so we'll see him exactly as we've seen him before. No, you wouldn't. You got to think about Charlie Cox in the context of a Spider-Man movie, a Spider-Man MCU movie. No way he would be anything. It would be very different to what we've come to know him as in the MCU. In the Netflix series. Which is why I didn't want him in this next Spider-Man movie. Now, I am all for a Daredevil in the next Spider-Man movie. I think it makes sense you'd bring a lawyer into it. And I think it would make sense to have this character in there. I mean, I think they're... those are two characters that could work quite well together. And of course, you know, there's this whole running thing so far in the Spider-Man MCU movies. You know, the first in Homecoming, you had Iron Man in there. And then the last one, I guess, kind of Nick Fury. You know, having these other established MCU characters as almost like mentor figures. I think that could be really interesting to throw in a Daredevil. But it would have to be a very different version of Daredevil. And I have no doubt, even if it's not in this upcoming, you know, whenever it'll be next... well, at this point, I think it's supposed to be next year, the Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man 3. Even if we don't have Daredevil there, I have no doubt we will get a Daredevil in the MCU in, like, the next 10, 15 years. At some point, it'll happen. But I never thought it would be Charlie Cox's Daredevil. It just wouldn't fit. That's my opinion. But, yeah, I didn't think it would work. So I was glad to hear him say that, even though I was never really worried that it would happen. But anyway, let's move on. So let's go to Transformers. So, apparently, they are developing a Transformers animated prequel series, I think, set on Cybertron. It is canon with the live-action movies that we've had so far. It's part of that franchise, but it's going to be a prequel series. So this is really interesting. One, I think just the fact... And I mean, I know that I think Marvel is going to kind of do something like this, maybe with their What If series. It's maybe different, but, you know, Star Wars has done this. But, you know, mixing live action and animated into the same canon is, to me, really interesting. I'm not saying I have a problem with it. It's just, you know, it always feels weird because they're such different forms. But honestly, I'm actually looking forward to this movie. I think it could be really interesting. I mean, I really liked the first Transformers movie, you know, the Michael Bay Transformers movie. Apparently, this is an unpopular opinion, but I actually think the second one's pretty decent. And then after that, it kind of goes downhill. I didn't even hate the fifth one, which was surprising because the third movie, Dark of the Moon, is one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life. It's probably got to be in my top 10 worst. Maybe it's Age of Extinction. I think it is the fourth one. Not great. Then the fifth one picked up a bit. And Bumblebee. I love Bumblebee. So I'm into this series enough that I would like to see more of it. And I really liked the beginning of Bumblebee, as most people did. You know, seeing the stuff on Cybertron. Not that we got much of it. Maybe like 5-10 minutes. But it was a really cool scene. Really interesting glimpse into that part of the world. And I'd love to see more of that. Even though it's animated. But still, I'm all for this movie. I think this could be really fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Alright, so... again, I'm kind of going into, I think this is more, probably a bit older stuff from last week, and then we'll move into this week's. But yeah, so, Tom Cruise, I mean, look, there's not much probably more I can add to this, but of course, you know, a lot of people would have heard, Tom Cruise is going into space. He's going into space to shoot, well, not necessarily his next movie, but one of his upcoming movies. And it's just crazy to me because this is something that I feel like has been joked about for so long. Fast and the Furious and Tom Cruise going into space. Both of those things have been joked about. And one of them apparently coming true. You know, every time we see a trailer for a Mission Impossible and Tom Cruise is doing something that somehow, like some kind of crazy stunt that somehow tops the last one he did. And, you know, the recurring joke has been, look, eventually one of these days he's going to end up in space. Now, the movie that we're talking about here is not a Mission Impossible movie. I don't believe there were really any details actually released about it. But, yeah, he's gone into space. You know what? It's not surprising. It's absolutely insane. And anyone else, it would be a complete shock. But when I saw this headline, I'm like, I was honestly just like, yep, seems about right. That's what Tom Cruise would be doing at this point. That's just who he is. Look, cool. I'm all for it. I'm excited to see it. Because, like, it's just what Tom Cruise seems to do, and that's what we love him for, I think. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really curious to hear more details about, you know, what's the story of this movie, what's actually happening here. But, yeah, seems really interesting. All right, so we're moving on. So, talking a bit about the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Now, I'm going to be honest, I actually don't know much about the current franchise. I've seen the first movie, really like that. I was very hesitant because I think... A couple of years before, I had happened to see... I want to say it was at World's End, and I don't know which one that is. I don't know if it's like the second or third movie, whatever it is. I think it's just like, it was a rerun on TV, and I happened to see that, and I hated it. I thought it was so, so bad. I'm like, why do people love this Pirates franchise? And then maybe a year or so later, I ended up watching the very first one, and that movie was great. And I'm like, yep, okay, I get it. Anyway, I haven't seen every movie in this series, so I can't really comment in general how I feel about it. But anyway, the whole point of this spiel here is Johnny Depp, of course, he was the star of those movies. It looks like they are moving away from him, and they're actually bringing in Karen Gillan to be the lead in future Pirates of the Caribbean movies, which is really interesting to me. Now, I think this is actually really cool. I think she's awesome. She's a great actress. And this actually, even though I'm not a huge Pirates fan, this actually makes me quite excited for the future of the series. It's just kind of weird to me because even though she's been in a lot of big things, you know, especially she's in the last few years, she's been a big part of the MCU, you know, especially in Endgame. Nebula had a pretty decent role in that and was a really central figure. And I think she's great, but she's in full on makeup. You know, you wouldn't recognize... If you didn't know that Nebula was being played by Karen Gillan and then you saw Karen Gillan, you know, in another movie, like in Jumanji, I don't know how many people would look at that and go, yeah, that's got to be Nebula. Maybe. I don't know. But I didn't think she was a household name. She might have somewhat a recognizable face, but I don't know. She is not the actress I would have thought Disney would go out and get to headline this series moving forward. I'm glad they are. I think it's a great choice, and I'm really excited to see where it goes. It's just, I don't know. I just, you know, because you grab someone like originally Johnny Depp. I'm thinking someone of that that level of fame and popularity and everything. But you know what? I guess at the same time, they're not starting the franchise this time. They're just continuing on, and I know they always make bucket loads of money. So, yeah, I think this is a great choice. I'm really excited. I think she's everything I've seen her in. She's always nailed it. I think she's a really, really great actress. So I'm excited to see her take on. I don't think she's playing. I'm not even sure if this is like a continuation of the current franchise or if they're rebooting it. So I don't know if she's playing like a Jacqueline Sparrow or something, or if she's playing just a new character entirely. Whatever it is, cool. Let's see where it goes. I'm really interested. All right. So going into Star Wars. So The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian is a show that I was never particularly excited for because I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. I like the series. I like the franchise in general. But I'm not a massive fan. And honestly, I'm the kind of person right now that, you know, if they announce tomorrow we're never doing any more Star Wars movies or shows or anything ever again, I wouldn't care. I don't mind. I know that's, again, not very popular, but whatever. Anyway, so The Mandalorian. Wasn't excited for it. And honestly, the first few episodes, I wasn't necessarily disappointed. I was just, the show was so, to me. There was just nothing special about it. I was kind of, to be honest, I think if I'd, watching, like I said, probably the first, I reckon maybe three, maybe even four episodes of the show. If they were like 50 minutes or an hour, I don't know if I would have kept up with it. It's because they were half an hour, much easier to watch. And I was like, all right, I'll just give this a shot. You know, there's some good elements of it, I guess, like Baby Yoda, obviously. Anyway, I'm glad I stuck with it. As I did, the second half of the season I thought was great. I really got into it and was really invested in the story. Probably not the characters, because the characters themselves aren't, to me, that interesting. Particularly the Mandalorian himself, he's a very boring character. More of a plot device, in my opinion. But the show itself, especially towards the end, it had some great funny moments. Awesome action. I was pretty into it. Again, do I need a second season? No, I don't really. I wouldn't care if they came out and said, "No, we're canceling the show." But I'll watch it. I was into it enough by the end to watch the second season. Anyway, they announced the other day that Boba Fett is going to be, I think it's probably a smallish role, but he's going to be, to some extent, in the second season of The Mandalorian. Now, again, probably spotting a theme here. I don't really care. To me, Boba Fett, I've never understood the fascination with this character. I'll be honest. I mean, maybe it'd be different by now, but I mean, I watched the whole original trilogy when I was maybe like 15, I want to say. I watched it very late. I was very late to Star Wars. But I watched that original trilogy at least once. I would not have been able to tell you who Boba Fett was. The only reason I knew was from watching YouTube videos or listening to podcasts of people talking about it. And eventually I was like, oh, it's that guy. I think that kind of rings a bell. And then obviously ever since I've watched it, I've kind of gone, oh yeah, right, so this is who this guy is. But honestly, to me, such a minor character, not that great. I don't really care. He's in Mandalorian. Look, cool. I think this is a good move for the show. And I understand there's the whole thing of, well, isn't he supposed to be dead at this point? But again, I don't really care. I mean, he's such a minor character. They'll find a way around it. So I'm sure they'll explain what happened. Look, I think even though this doesn't do anything for me, like I said, I don't even need there to be a second season of The Mandalorian. I'll watch it. I don't care that this character's in it. Whatever, makes no difference to me. But from Disney's point of view, I think it's a good choice. I think it's a good way to go. Get more people interested. The Mandalorian was huge, but I think this builds up a lot more hype for the second season. Maybe you'll even get a few more subscribers, especially from a lot of people that might have cancelled right after the first season or who just have never been interested because Disney Plus, so far, doesn't have a bunch of original content. I mean, there's not that much going for them, I guess. For me, I'm catching up on a lot of old stuff, like the old Marvel shows that I missed from like the 90s, but I understand that their catalogue of, in terms of original content, super small. So having something like this from a marketing point of view, great. And I'm sure they'll find a way to work him into the story and it'll be cool, whatever, but doesn't do anything personally for me, but I do think it was a good decision on Disney's part. So we're gonna round out the show today with a couple of pieces of superhero news. So first thing is that one of the creator, I think he's a co-creator of Deadpool, basically was talking about how much he loves Wolverine and everything, and basically saying that, you know, he realizes Hugh Jackman reckons he's done, but he also thinks he's going to come back. Like, he thinks it's going to happen. Look, one, I don't believe it's going to happen. I think Hugh Jackman is well and truly done. I think, essentially, the whole point of the Logan movie was more or less Hugh Jackman going, like, look, I'll do this one thing, but that's it, I'm out. And fair enough. So, you know, he's done it for a long time. I don't think he's coming back. I don't think he wants to come back. I think he's done with this character. And, you know, pretty much mirroring what I said at the very first story with the Charlie Cox Daredevil thing. Again, maybe unpopular opinion. And don't get me wrong, I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. He was absolutely brilliant. Generally the best parts of those movies. But I don't want Hugh Jackman back. I'm sure I've said this before, you know, on the podcast or on my YouTube channel or whatever. If you're going to reboot, which they are, they're going to reboot the X-Men, especially Kevin Feige will want his own X-Men. He's not going to want to work with the 20 years that they've already done, that Fox did. Get someone new. This is the chance to do a different take on the character. I thought Hugh Jackman was great, but he's done. I want to see someone else's version of this, and I don't want to see the exact same Wolverine we've already seen for so long. I definitely don't want them to try and tie the MCU into the continuity of the Fox X-Men movies, particularly because there is no continuity in the Fox X-Men movies, and I don't want the MCU to be handcuffed. I'm sure neither does Kevin Feige, neither does anyone that works on those movies. So, yeah, like I said, I didn't think he was going to come out, and I don't want him to. Honestly, I want to see someone else. We've seen so much Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. It's fantastic. He's awesome, and we've had many, many movies showing what he can do as that character and with that character, but I want to see someone else. And I think, honestly, they want to get someone younger at this point. Because you're going to cast a new Wolverine, you want them to last like another 10, 15 years. And even if Hugh Jackman were to come back, what, for like one movie and then disappears? No. The only way I could see him coming back is if, you know, Marvel does eventually go into the whole multiverse thing and they actually have different versions of the character where, like, they look different. So, you know, you have someone cast, for argument's sake, let's say it's Tom Hardy. I'm not, you know, just because that was a rumor for a long time, that Tom Hardy's the new Wolverine. But then, at some point, I don't know, Doctor Strange goes to a different dimension, and there is Hugh Jackman there, you know? Maybe in the same universe as Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. You know, I don't think that they'll ever do that, but that sort of thing, sure, I guess it's possible that some kind of cameo, or in a Deadpool movie, even, you know? Because you can do all kinds of crazy crap with that. So, that would make sense. But no, I do not think, and I don't want Hugh Jackman to return as the main Wolverine in the MCU. I think that would be a really bad idea. All right, and our last thing today is Andy Serkis's comments on the Batman movie. You know, the as in the Batman, the Matt Reeves is the Batman that is coming out next year. When I say working on it now, and of course Andy Serkis is playing Alfred. Really interesting choice there. I'm really getting excited about this movie. I think the casting in general has been great, and it's very interesting to think about what the versions of all these different characters could be. But so Andy Serkis was talking about this movie, and he reckons that this one's going to be like the darkest Batman movie we've ever had, which is really interesting because we've had some dark Batman movies. I don't know if he's trying to count the Joker in that. Or just Joker, the lot that's in from last year. But yeah, it'll be very... I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued to see what these comments mean. You know, does this mean that potentially the movie goes R-rated? Or MA-15? In Australia, it'd be different wherever you are, but... You know, is that what they're talking about? Is it going to be really violent? You know, a lot of swearing and stuff? Probably not. It might just be that the themes and stuff are darker themselves. Even then, though, that could lead to a harder rating. You know, depending on what they're doing, what they're exploring. I think this is really interesting. I think this is that's a good way to go with this character. I mean, Batman himself is a very dark character. He's a very tragic character. So, yeah, it's, in general, I'm excited about this movie, and not look, if he came out and said this would be like the lightest Batman ever, it's not like I'd be disappointed, but it's just, it's interesting, I think, you know, and I'm getting excited because I'm getting somewhat of a idea in my head now about what this Batman movie's going to be. You know, when you start to put these little pieces together, you know, you get the cast and then you see what the Batmobile looks like and you see the bat suit and then you hear all these little comments here and there, and you just, you start to be able to piece it, you know, get a bit of an image in your mind, or at least, you know, that's what's happening for me. And I think that's why these comments are making me excited. Not that I'm loving the idea of, you know, not that I'm hating it, but I'm just, you know, the fact that this is going to be the darkest Batman ever, cool, sure, but I just like being able to get an image in my head of what's happening. Anyway, that will do it for today's episode of Movie News with Grey. I really hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe to this feed, of course, and keep up to date with the episodes. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate that support. And of course, go and check out Screen Stuff with Grey, my YouTube channel as well. Got a few videos in there. Hopefully start building that up a bit. Yeah, that will do it for today. Thank you very much. And I'll see you next time.